Hello, hi, welcome to It's Not That Serious, episode 1, a podcast by me, Sejal, your host, and I'm here to talk about anything that is going on in the world, like a friend, or, I don't know, just I don't want to be preachy. Like when I was, before starting the video, I was thinking about what I should talk about, what my first episode should be like. So firstly, I just want to address a few things, like maybe an introduction of sorts, I don't know. My mic, which is so cute. This is a wooden spatula I stole from my mom's kitchen. The next thing would be, I don't have specs. These are just for fancy purposes. The third thing would be, my phone is a little cuckoo, like it stops in the middle and I don't know, I need to get a new phone. The quality is also not that great, if you can see. The fourth thing is I have to leave for my office in 1 hour, and yes, I work a full-time job, a 9-to-5 job, and that's been pretty hectic. I've been working for a year now and I am soon doing something else, which I will talk about in later episodes. So I want to talk about why I decided to name this podcast as It's Not That Serious, because I feel like everything right now has been serious, or maybe it's just I have been watching things that are so serious. But to just like calm down, and I think I like this better because I've not done my eyebrows, I mean, and I don't know. Okay, so firstly, this whole thing of podcast, hena, it's always been on Spotify, and I don't think people were doing YouTube format before, because you're essentially just supposed to listen to the audio of the person who's talking and you're supposed to be thrilled and enjoyed by that. So essentially, because of the overconsumption, nobody wants to listen to just one thing. Everybody wants to like keep repeating on and on about the next thing, and everybody wants to like feel the thrill in the first 10 seconds or in the first 10 minutes maybe of watching something. And if you're not thrilled by that, you're going to just skip to the next show, because you obviously have your comfort podcast, you have your comfort shows. Like even I do, I have my comfort podcast, and I don't really give other podcasts a try, no matter how much people ramble about it. I also feel like on YouTube, there are maybe my algo is like this, but I think people are just watching too much like self-improvement stuff. Like there is abundance of that, and I don't want this podcast to be like that. Okay, I started off on YouTube with vlogs, which was last year. And I really enjoyed making those, but I don't know, I started feeling like there's no purpose to continuing vlogging, and like what was I even doing? Like I'm literally eating food and I'm recording that. What's so special about it? But I do realize that when I was watching Emma Chamberlain doing the same things that I was doing, I found it to be very comfortable. But of course there's differences in quality and I don't know, many, many things. But the other thing was be like, everybody is just, I think, self-improvement. There's too much self-improvement happening. There's many self-help books happening. I mean, I understand that it's very important to take care of yourself and be healthy and be happy and exercise and drink so many liters of water and take care of your skin and take care of your health. I know that, but are you just going to keep talking about that? Is your whole channel and is your whole personality going to be just about talking about that? So I don't think that overconsumption of anything is good. It's good to an extent, but I feel like after a point it just becomes overconsumption and you are so cluttered. Like my brain was so cluttered last week because I like to work in the social media. I like to write, I like to make videos, I like to do all of those things. And so I must keep looking at videos and everything that is happening, which is why my brain was like fully cluttered. What helps for me though is writing it down. I don't know how it helps. There must be some really big theory to it. Maybe I should Google it. But maybe it's because I write it down and I give names to it. Like, okay, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling bad. So I don't know, but like, to give you a little bit of gist, I want this podcast to feel like you're talking to a friend, and I want this to be like you're listening to a friend talking about her life and just her opinions on things and everything that's happening. Sorry, I'm just having my green tea. I've started having green tea so much because I'm popping out, my acne is popping out again. It's getting a little bit out of hand, and I have to go back to all of my old habits during the lockdown. And I just have to continue doing all of those. Maybe in a few, maybe like a few episodes later, you're going to see a change of scene, hopefully soon. Okay, so I want to tell you all a little bit about how I'm dealing with this acne situation that I have. People are really on about something, bro. Everybody has some solution, some advice to give. Like, why am I asking you? Am I talking about it in front of you? I know you can see it because I do not apply makeup on it. But who asked for your opinion? Like, am I a walking billboard asking for, please give me some advice for my skincare? No, mister. I am doing really fine with my skin in my own skin. And I don't think I need your advice. Unless it's like a friend, like a really close friend, and she's like, or he's like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's happening with your skin? It used to be flawless and now it's just fucked, I think. I'll be like, yeah, I mean, yes, it is fucked. But I am taking all of the things that I need to do. See, the part where it all falls back is when I start eating so much sweet food to the point where I just don't care. Like, the muffin, the brownie is so delicious that I don't think I give enough shit for me to get a pimple tomorrow, which is what I regret a month later, because then it piles up. All of the sugar in my body, it starts to slowly show up on my skin. It does not show on my body that much, which because I have high metabolism, but it shows up on my skin like anything. And it's not that hard for me to record, even though I have acne. But for some reason, like, other people are really on about giving me advice. Keep it to yourself, okay? I've also seen this is a very ongoing thing with people who are dealing with any insecurity whatsoever, whether they're fat, whether they're slim. Like, I remember during my second, third year of college, I was extremely thin. Bro, like, I lost a lot of weight because I was taking care of my skin, so I was not eating junk, and then I lost weight. And then, I don't know, like, I did not feel strong. I really did not feel strong in my body. And I didn't think I was eating very well. I didn't think I was focusing on myself that much. I don't know, maybe I wasn't happy, okay? I really don't know. But what happened was, it really started affecting me mentally. And I wanted to gain weight. And so, of course, I started that. But I just want to tell those people out there who are looking at a person who's fat or who's extremely thin, who does not look well, they know. They're looking at themselves in the mirror and they know they're not doing well, and they're doing everything, maybe, if to improve. They're mostly 100% of the people you see, okay, 99% of the people you see, they are doing whatever they can in their capacity to change how their body feels. Because see, body positivity is one thing, but feeling good in your own body, even if you are like, I don't know, 75-80 kg and you feel good in your body, kudos to you, man. There's nobody who's going to doubt you about that. You see, all these insecurities are instilled into our brain by others. So if you see my nose, I have a long and a big nose, right? It's very prominent on my face. It's a long and a big nose. I never felt insecure about that until the 4th or 5th standard when my peers... I was in a very trashy school, by the way. Like, I will talk about that some other day. But they started teasing me. And when somebody bullies you in school, in your 5th, 6th, 7th grade, bro, that's not great. That's not good. Like, that's just fucking insane, bro. Like, we're all growing and you're teasing me. You're going to instill this into my brain for the rest of my life. Until maybe what? The first or the second year of college that I feel better. I think that's completely absurd how people are so okay with teasing you on your face or just... Not good, buddy. Not good. Anyway, that was it for my first episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you all like listening to me. I'm gonna see you soon. Actually, don't wanna cut off. I wanna keep yapping. But I'm gonna see you soon.